the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's a new year, 2014, and we are back in the studio finally, and I'm joined today, this special presentation of the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing better. My injuries have healed up thanks to good old-fashioned
rest.
Rest and some tranquilogen. That helped too.
There you go. And it pays to have that stuff around, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So 2014, everybody's reinvesting themselves. And I'll tell you something funny. I realize that it's not so much that people wait for 2014 to reinvest in themselves as much as I think that most people from around Thanksgiving forward, they kind of just go, you know what? It's all about family. It's all about fun. It's all about food. It's all about partying. And they get off track, really, really far off track quite often. So 2014 is not necessarily a time where many of us make these rededications. It's more so just getting back on track where we were before Thanksgiving. What would you say to that?
Yeah, totally agree. You know, people really go over the deep end, you know, in the celebratory category. A little celebration is good. Too much is not good.
Yeah, yeah. And so we have a special presentation of the Blueprint Power Hour today. We've got lots of great questions. But before we get into that, I want to ask you about your holidays. So did Santa bring you anything that you like?
Yeah, I got a few decent gifts, mostly clothes.
Yeah, there you go.
But, you know, I needed them, so.
I got a tuxedo. I'm with you. I got a tuxedo that I wore to the Toys for Tots event with Elisa, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so we'll go ahead and get right underway. We've got a question from Mike Grady. Interesting question, too, because this is something that I need to pay more attention to as well. Can you talk about reverse hypers? I heard you talk about it on your last week's show, and after Googling it, it looks interesting. Many thanks. And for those who don't know, you built your own reverse hyper machine, right?
Sure did.
And
sure
it's not plate loaded. It's band loaded, or it's band and plate?
Both. Yeah, it holds 500 pounds, and it's rock solid, too.
So it holds 500 pounds of plates, plus it has bands.
Yep, mini bands and heavy bands.
Okay, so talk about the reverse hyper.
Well, the reverse hyper was invented and patented by Louis Simmons in the early 90s, and it's a fantastic piece of equipment. The legend goes that Louis had hurt his back so bad he was walking on crutches, and the doctors told him surgery was his only option.
Hey, Rob, just a second. The microphone you're using, make sure it's not right in front of your mouth. Push it to the side okay. So you don't puff into it when you pronounce P's, okay?
Is that better?
Say popcorn.
Popcorn.
Much better. Thank you. Go ahead.
Louis turned his back on the knife and instead created the reverse hyper to rehab his damaged back. Not only did he rehab it, he proceeded to set even more world records. So, lesson for us all, there's always a way. The movement itself looks awkward but feels quite right. It trains the entire posterior chain, including the hips, glutes, and hamstrings. More important than that, though, it does that with zero vertical compression of the spine. When the weight is raised to parallel by kicking back, the muscles, in particular your hamstrings, are strengthened. Even better, it pumps blood into the discs, which have notoriously poor blood flow. When the weights swing under the face, it tractions the vertebrae. opening up the spaces between the disc and naturally realigning the spine. It also rotates the sacrum, again, all without axial loading. When you add it all up, it's an incredible strength builder and rehab movement all in one. The pump in your hamstrings needs to be felt to be believed, and virtually every athlete will benefit. So many are quad dominant, right?
Yes.
Due to too much squatting, leg pressing, and leg extensions. You could deadlift, but it's just more trauma to the spine, you know, after squats. No such issues with the reverse hyper. One note, as with all hamstring exercises, reps, in my opinion, need to be kept under the 8 and under. In most cases. The hamstrings respond best to lower reps and more weight, at least in my experience. And I've seen that in almost universally among trainees. Great movement, Mike. If you've got one, use it.
You know, it's funny. So Dr. Seeds, who is a talented orthopedic surgeon who is one of us. I mean, he lifts, he competes in, he did a 400-pound plus raw bench press at an event up in Northern Ohio recently. When I hurt my hamstring, the first thing he said to me was, you're going to have to start doing reverse hypers when you start rehabbing this.
Yeah.
So that's a perfect example of, the deadlift, the stiff leg deadlift, while those may activate the hamstrings, nothing really works them completely like a reverse hyper.
Yeah, like I said, needs to be felt to be believed.
Now, do you have to do them bilaterally, or can you do them unilaterally?
You can do them unilaterally. I usually do them bilaterally, but, you know, the movement lends itself to a lot of flexibility. You know, you can perform it in strict fashion, loose fashion, unilaterally, bilaterally. It's just a great all-around movement.
Now, did you ever put the pictures up of the one that you built?
Yeah, I did. I still have them, so maybe I'll post them on Facebook again.
Yeah, because maybe you can post them on Facebook and people can see what it looks like, and as a result, perhaps they could even try to build their own. Was it very expensive and very difficult to build yours?
It was about $400 worth of wood. It wasn't expensive. The key to the whole structure are the struts going fore and aft of the weight pendulum. It helps stabilize the movement when the pendulum is swinging. So if you don't include those when you build it, it's going to be like you're on a circus ride.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So and obviously this is something you don't want to do incorrectly, the building part, because you could obviously hurt yourself if the thing collapses while you're using it.
Amen. I've been there.
Now, do they sell them? Can you buy a reverse hyper online from one of these home gym companies?
Yeah, elitefts.com is the preferred place to go. They're kind of pricey, so, you know, you'll probably walk away with some sticker shock. But it's a movement that's going to benefit you for the rest of your life.
What's pricey, Rob? What kind of prices are we talking about?
Depends on the model, but anywhere from $1,500 to...
Wow.
That is expensive.
They're
expensive.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Bobby Fulton, and he has a question about Convict Conditioning, one of Rob's favorite books to read. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by The Blueprint. Right now, if you go to superhumanradio.com and sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, you will automatically get the Blueprint plus the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout session. All for free. Go to superhumanradio.com and check it out. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad. Save 50% off your first order.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of Beautiful Facial Moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. We're talking with Rob Regish right now. We're answering your questions. The next question comes from Bobby Fulton. He says, I've heard you talk about convict conditioning and body weight exercise. My question is, what benefits have you seen?
Well, in a nutshell, I've seen much better conditioning, real-world strength, coordination, and certainly body composition. To my mind, though, it's the effect on your psyche that I find fascinating. So let's talk about how hardcore calisthenics affect the most powerful organ there is, your mind. In the 80s, it was all about getting as big as possible, as fast as possible. If the scale registered a 1 pound gain that day or week, it was a great day. If it didn't budge, God forbid, showed a loss, it resulted in depression. It was all about taking up as much real estate as possible, right? And damn the body composition. Predictably, you wound up strong as an ox, but looking like the Michelin man. When you begin hardcore bodyweight training, the rules change. All that weight that worked for you in the bench, squat, and deadlift now works against you. Because while the extra bulk may help you in those barbell movements, it spells disaster trying to perform a one-arm chin-up. In fact, you quickly find out that dropping weight is one of the absolute fastest ways to achieve your goals. That's a fundamental shift in the lifter's psyche, and it to pillars of mine. Undoing nearly 30 years of bulking at all costs was difficult, but it was well worth it. Let me tell you why. First benefit, you just feel better. No more huffing and puffing, just walking around. You can tie your shoes without having to hold your breath and speed race.
You know, I'm laughing because I remember when I was 330 pounds, so yeah. I would sit on the stairs, and to put my shoes on, I would have to take a deep breath, let it out, and then push my body down. And if I couldn't tie my shoes quickly, I would have to come back up, breathe for a second, and do it again. Number two, I used to have to wrangle my socks on. I would put my sock on my toes, and then I would reach down and get my index finger in the sock, and I would wrangle it around the foot and pull it up. And if I couldn't do it fast enough, I had to come back for a second try. I remember that, but obviously I wasn't strong then either. I was just fat. Anyway, okay.
Second benefit, you look better. When your waist goes from a 38 to a 34, right, it has a positive visual impact. Third, you begin to appreciate quality more so than quantity, which is to say your body comp improves for the better. And fourth, joint pain and tendon pains virtually vanish, and that due to body weight training's unique ability to strengthen your tendons, ligaments, bursa, fascia, and especially your joints. Finally, your athletic ability and real-world pick-up-and-throw-someone strength skyrockets. The lone downside? You'll appear less visibly impressive in clothes. But, you know, underneath is a much more imposing specimen, replete with an incredible strength-to-weight ratio, bulletproof joints, tendons of steel, and conditioning of a racehorse. Here's the bottom line. The pros of bodyweight training far outweigh the cons. The biggest benefit is psychological. It finally liberated me from the idea that taking up more real estate on this planet was the end game. That and all have achievable goals going into old age. You simply can't put a price on that. I hope that helps, Bobby.
Yeah. Okay, the next question comes from Panos Antonakos. He says, I'm dieting and I think I may have taken it too far. Why? Can you see your hip bones? Happens every time I cut. I get to the point where I look too stringy. Any tips?
Yeah, you know, I suffer from the same, Panos, so I understand the dilemma. There is a solution, though, and I can sum it up in one word. Refeeds. When somebody goes on a diet, there's an anti-catabolic effect that ultimately fails with time. The trick, if there is one, is to ride that wave to a point just before you appear stringy, then refeed, either for the day or for 2 to 3 days to fill the muscle bellies out. Refeeds go way back, but they seem to have gotten lost in today's bodybuilding subculture. Today, it seems you're either on a diet or you're not. And that needn't be dieting spiral.
Okay, wait. You dropped out there. You said that needn't be the case. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that needn't be the case. So let's take a look at the typical dieting spiral.
Okay.
Billy Biceps decides he spent too much time bulking, so he decides to ditch the chub. He's been eating 4,000 calories a day and decides to diet on 2,500. First, this is too severe a drop, but beyond that, the bigger error is giving the body a set caloric ceiling. He'll lose fat for about the first 3 weeks. Thereafter, he'll start losing as much, if not more, muscle, dieting away his gains. The better solution is to diet on 3,000 calories a day for 5 days, then refeed for a day or two at 4,000. To make it practical, I usually suggest dieting Monday through Friday and refeeding on the weekend.
Yeah, that fits the average social model too.
Yeah. It's convenient.
Yeah.
So by zigzagging calories in that fashion, you gain several advantages. The first is your metabolism won't slow down to match energy intake. Second, the enzymes that upregulate the storage of glycogen, amino acids, and other goodies in the muscle jumps. The effect of dieting for 5 days upregulates the body's muscle growth machinery. You cut the refeeds at 48 hours to avoid the enzyme turnover where your body starts laying down fat from all those calories. Another variation is the every fourth day refeed. That was favored by Vince Gironda. He usually advised one or two high-calorie or high-carb meals every fourth day after going without carbs for three. It worked wonders for many of his trainees, provided they adhered to the marriage of diet and training that he prescribed. Final word. I'm not sure what happened to the art of the refeed. I've seen little mention of it recently. You know, it's time for that to change, given it's a vastly superior method to prolong stretches of dieting and the very real risk of muscle catabolism associated with it. I hope that helps, Panos.
So in your opinion, when he talks about being stringy, what he's really saying is he's losing too much body mass. It's not a matter of muscles just I guess it is. Couldn't he also use some glycerin?
Glycerin fits well into a refeed or cut, you know, straight out cut.
I mean, let's say he didn't want a refeed. Let's say he's at that point, he's in the 3 week zone where he's still losing body fat rapidly.
Yep.
Would a tablespoon or two of glycerin every other day keep his muscles plumped up to the point that he would continue to lose body fat, but he wouldn't lose the muscle mass?
Yeah, you know, cell volumizers like glycerin and creatine, even glutamine, will work well, you know, insofar as retaining muscle mass when the dieting starts to get severe. It will ultimately fail with time, though. Every diet has an anti-catabolic effect that ultimately fails with time.
What's your opinion of creatine, Rob? There's a lot of guys within the bodybuilding community that say when it comes to dieting, you've got to get off creatine because creatine causes a shift in substrate utilization that is not beneficial for a diet. Do you think that creatine should be eliminated during a dieting phase?
No, I don't. I think your options there are to switch to a form of creatine other than mono. I like Crealkaline or creatine hydrochloride are two that work exceptionally well at giving you all the benefits of creatine, you know, without the water spillover, so to speak.
So that's the answer there. Just use one of these more high-performance forms of creatine. But keep on supplementing with it, even though you're in the dieting phase.
Yeah, it's just got way too much upside to forego.
Yeah, that does make sense. Do you use creatine every day?
Not every day. I'll use it for select periods. You know, I cycle almost all my supplements. So, but I would say more often than not. Again, just too much upside to ignore.
Interesting. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions. Let's see who's next question. So we have a question from Mark Wimmer when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy per Coba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know what it is when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low.
Welcome back. To the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, 2014. You going to do it this year or not? Come on. I'm so tired of, you know, I got to tell you something, Rob.
Yeah.
I posted on Facebook the other day that in the early 1900s, the cancer rate in the United States was 1 in 8,000. And today, it's 1 in 3.
God, I guess we're losing the war on cancer.
Well, okay, but here's why we're losing the war on cancer. And I'm so tired. I mean, 2004, I'm thinking about getting really, really radical. I got to tell you the truth. I'm so frustrated. We're losing the war on cancer because the billions of dollars that are being invested in cancer research are being invested in the genetic aspect of cancer research. They treat cancer as a genetic disease, right?
Right.
Okay, so using critical thinking, how long do you think it takes for a genetic change to occur in a population? Can it happen in one generation? Can the entire population?
Long time.
Okay, so I'm not a geneticist, so I can't say, well, you know, I can't give examples, but I'm pretty sure, not being a geneticist, I'm pretty sure that the entire population cannot undergo a genetic change in a single generation. Okay? So how could cancer be a genetic disease if in just 100 short years, which is, in my opinion, it's a generation. What, 80 years is a generation? In right. one generation, we've gone from 1 in 8,000 to 1 in 3. Now, somebody posted, well, the methods for discovering cancer are better. Okay, so they're better. Maybe It's not 1 in 8,000. If we had the methods of discovering cancer, it would have been 1 in 4,000. Still, 1 in 4,000 to 1 in 3. Cancer is not a genetic disease. It's a metabolic disease. There's a reason that the diagnosis of diabetes in the adult population is 1 in 10, and the diagnosis of cancer is 1 in 3. They follow each other because it's a genetic disorder. It's a metabolic disorder. People develop diabetes. They have a higher rate of a risk of cancer.
Yeah.
So why are billions of dollars being invested to cover up the truth? And it is a cover up because there are people out there who are going to develop cancer that if they would have been told years before, it's what you're eating and your lifestyle that's going to give you cancer instead of, well, my mom had cancer, so I'm going to get cancer too. It's just so frustrating to me. It really is. And you know what? I'm hoping that 2014 is going to be different, but I don't think it's going to be. So anyway. Okay. Mark Wimmer says, I'd like to know how red yeast rice before workout for muscle breakdown and curcumin for recovering is going. And what are you trying to fix your microphone right now?
Yeah.
It's making some noise. Okay. Yeah. And as well as the curcumin for anti-inflammation, and you mentioned Actistatin from GLC. Are you taking about the one for dogs? I guess he's talking. Are you talking about the one for dogs? I've seemed to have a lot of good ingredients in it. And what else for inflammation and joint pain do you recommend? I'm taking Actistatin too. And for those of us who have been on the leading edge of this, we've been able to get the human version of Actistatin. It's just not for sale yet. That's all.
Yeah. The slingshot cycle experiment is still ongoing, but I can tell you two things about it. One, the 5-day overtraining, under-eating phase is brutal. And two, the next 3 weeks, you'll make some of the best gains of your life. The best pairing I've found for red yeast rice is, frankly, Synthogen. Curcumin is a close second, but it's hard to trump Synthogen's effect on recovery and growth. That's likely due to all 9 essential amino acids being present along with the other goodies. Curcumin seems to need more help. It's the best way I can put it. And that's understandable given the building blocks for new muscle have to come from somewhere. I'm not aware there are multiple, I guess I am aware now that there are multiple Actistatin products. Curcumin, Actistatin, GLC 2000, and Cesus would be my top picks as far as anti-inflammatories and joint support products go.
You know, the original GLC 2000 is a fantastic product. The Actistatin is fantastic too, and it will be available for human consumption and delivery very shortly. It's not available to my knowledge right now, but real soon, like probably by the end of this month, people will be able to be buying it.
Yeah.
It's an amazing product. But don't underestimate the power of the original formula, GLC 2000. You just have to take 2 scoops of it a day if you're a big guy like me, and you'll see the same results. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
It's a great product.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff.
If we're going to talk about supplements for the slingshot cycle, it's important to keep the goal. Accelerating the process of muscle tissue breakdown and growth with an obvious slant towards the latter. We're seeing red yeast rice do the job during the under-eating and overtraining phase. On the growth side, I've got guys using everything from Synthogen to pro-hormones to SARMs to juice. In another 2 months or so, I should have a better handle on what works best. I define best, by the way, as the compound that you retain the most gains with. Right? There's no sense in going and gaining big only to lose it, because another under-eating and overtraining phase is right around the corner, or it should be. So I hope that helps, Mark.
What about there are other things that seem to help with things that affect bile acids seem to affect cholesterol levels as well. In a very, very similar fashion as statin-type drugs. Do you think that those would be advantages for this as well?
I do. I think they hold some potential.
How much red yeast rice are you taking, Rob?
I want to say about 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams.
And you're taking this before the workout exclusively, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm still working out the timing of the dose, but so far that's working well. I mean, as long as you get, I would say, between 1,500 and 2,000 milligrams a day, it's going to be doing the job.
Because I think red yeast rice has an accumulative effect too, doesn't it? You have to take it for a little while for it to start working, or does it have an acute effect? You take it once and it works right away.
Well, you know, I think there's some truth to that, but when you combine it with under-eating and overtraining, it seems to manifest a lot quicker.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. And so any muscle pain?
Yeah, you do experience some very profound soreness when you take it. So that effect will certainly be noticeable.
And that obviously tells you that it's working because you're having a great degree of muscle breakdown. I guess you have to be careful not to push yourself into a rhabdo type condition if you're not, you know, you don't want to take the overtraining too far, I guess.
Yeah, we don't want anybody getting rhabdo here.
Yeah,
Let me clarify
this. This is not CrossFit.
Right.
We're not handing out any Uncle Rhabdo shirts after the competition. Interesting. And do you have a lot of people trying this right now? Do you have several people trying it?
You know, I would say about a dozen.
And are there any similarities in what they're reporting? Like, is everybody having muscle soreness?
Yeah, they're all getting beat up pretty good in the under-eating, overtraining phase.
And it's 2 weeks? The under-eating, overtraining phase is 2 weeks?
No, it's only 5 days.
Oh, five days. That's good.
Yeah, we get it done in 5 days. When you continue it for a period of 2 weeks or longer, actual muscle loss seems to manifest. We don't want to do that.
No, that makes perfect sense.
We just want to generate the anti-catabolic effect that can be leveraged to, turn that around and slingshot you into a hyper period of gains.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, the blueprint tip of the day is dealing with injuries sooner versus later. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So what's the blueprint tip of the day, Rob? Did I lose you, Rob?
No, there you are.
Okay.
dealing with injuries sooner rather than later. And I wanted to pass along some useful tips you can use for when you get hurt. And you will get injured in this game. So it pays dues to know how to deal with it, now. In that spirit, I'm going to give you some pointers about how to deal with injuries, both psychologically and physically, to keep moving forward. First, understand there's an insult to your psyche as well as your body. It drives home one unthinkable thought. You're mortal.
Yes, I can. You know what? I got to tell you something. I can attest to this because I actually realized that I was somewhat depressed after tearing my hamstring because I felt that it was the end of an era. Let's put it that way. Something had changed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You need to understand that injuries happen to everyone, and you're no exception. Now, once you've accepted that fact, know that many an athlete has incurred worse and made a successful comeback. The best of the best keep this at the forefront of their mind, knowing that it's only a matter of time before they get better. Step number one, then, is accepting the injury is temporary and that a return to top performance is inevitable. Once you're in that better state of mind, it's time to identify what caused the injury so you can avoid it in the future. Most are caused by overuse syndrome, plain and simple. My latest lower back injury was no exception. I attempted to lift and drag a heavy object a great distance. That's a bad idea and should be approached cautiously even when you're fresh. I wasn't fresh. And though dragging something isn't as onerous as lifting it, there were rotational forces at work on my lower lumbar vertebrae. And any kind of rotating and twisting while under load is bad news and should be avoided. Next time, I'm going to make sure my lower back is not in a weakened state. Lesson learned. Self-diagnostics. Although you should seek out a medical professional, nobody knows you like you. You've been living in your body for 20, 30, 40 years or more. I'll give you an example. I have something I call the cough test. When lying down, if I cough and my lower back hurts, I know it's still out of alignment or something more serious is going on. If I cough and it doesn't hurt, things are on the mend. Sounds weird, but it's true for me. You likely have similar cues, and you'd be wise to use them. First thing I did was hop on the inversion board, right? I heard an audible pop and felt something on my left side where I had the most pain. And when I got off, I was still in pain, but in considerably less pain. Likely the vertebrae went back into place, or at least moved in the right direction. Next thing I did was call my chiropractor. He's familiar with my injury history and is pure gold when things like this happen. You would be wise to find a good chiropractor now versus later so that you have a go-to person to help you out. Still, there's only so much they can do for you, which brings me, it's in your hands now. Regardless of the type of doctor you see, there's going to come a time when you walk out of his office with the send-off, good luck. There are ways to help your body heal itself in between doctor visits, so let's take a look at what some of those are. The biggest and most important one is sled work for blood flow. Injuries benefit most from blood flow, all injuries, which brings fresh nutrients from your diet into the injured area and carries waste products out. And dragging a weighted sled forward and backward is the number one tip I can give, right, about insofar as improving blood flow. It improves your VO2 max, work capacity, strength, and pumps for that fresh new blood into the injured area without causing any muscle damage. Either buy one or make your own. You can take a picture of one to a local high school metal shop. Many of them will make you one for free. Second, inversion table. They go for 130 new, quite a bit less at like Play It Again Sports. That's if you're really cheap like me.
Yeah, I got mine at Play It Again Sports. You can buy brand new ones at Play It Again Sports too. So go there first and check out the used ones. A lot of times people buy inversion tables and they keep them for like years and they never use them and then they sell them right back. And you can get an inversion table that's hardly used for like $50 or $60 at Play It Again Sports.
Yeah. You spend your whole life right side up and your spine is just begging for a break. Going inverted every so often will pay dividends down the line. So definitely look into it. The next is the shoulder horn. A few months of strengthening your rotator cuff with that apparatus will correct imbalances, and you'll be glad you invested in one of these. Rotator cuffs are handy for not only lifting weights, but in everyday life, like pulling your wallet out of your back pocket. If that made you laugh, you've never had a rotator cuff injury. I don't want you to either, so get one. And finally, a basketball and a wheelbarrow. Those may seem odd, but bad shoulders and knees are very common. Doing push-ups with one hand on a basketball not only improves unilateral strength, but the act of stabilizing the ball will bulletproof your rotator cuff. Try it sometime and see what I mean. Knee injuries can be career enders, as nobody has use for a three-legged table. One of the best ways to rehab a bum knee is to push a weighted wheelbarrow up a slight incline. That exercise has fixed more knees than I can count.
Really?
Nothing else worked. Yeah. It's also a hell of a general physical preparedness exercise.
Yeah, you never know. You never know when you have to take a brick mason job.
Yeah. Builds tremendous functional strength and work capacity too. So here's the wrap up. Getting injured is no fun, but it's inevitable. My objective here is to give you solutions and a roadmap back to health. And hopefully I've given you the direction, insights, and tools you can use to help yourself, because that's really where it's at.
Yeah, very good. Rob, let me ask you a question. So, and I have an opinion about this, and that's why I want to ask you first. You see people at the gym doing these twisting movements, right? I saw a guy today on the, that little bench that you do the sit-ups on? He was bringing himself up into a partial sit-up position. So his body was in a V, let's say. And he was holding a dumbbell at his chest, and he was rotating left and right. And I think this is going to hurt someone's disc. I also see people doing things like this standing, where they'll take a ball and they'll get into a squatted position. They'll rotate left and right. So they're rotating at the hips. at the torso, the hips are staying still, and the upper body is rotating left and right. Aren't these types of rotational movements useless and, if nothing else, dangerous?
Yeah, rotating in and of itself is dangerous. Rotating under load is just
it's stupid. It's stupid.
You know how I learned this? So I have a friend who's a pilot, and he was getting out of the cockpit one day and forgot his you know, that big bag that they carry with all their records and documents. And so instead of walking back into the cockpit and bending over and picking it up, he just turned his upper body and leaned over and picked it up. And when he straightened out, he blew a disc. And the bag the bag weighed maybe 15 pounds. And so I was talking to a good friend of mine who's a power lifter and a chiropractor, and he said, the way the disc is designed, if you turn to your left or to your right, it's only 50% of its tensile strength, as opposed to if you're facing forward and the spine is properly aligned. And he explained that it's the capsule that holds the gel, you know, and it's the way it's striated and all this other stuff. But basically, it has the 50% capacity to hold the load that it holds when you're turned to the left or to the right, as opposed to when your shoulders and your hips are lined up and you're facing forward. So why would anybody do something like that? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing that now, stop. I mean, it's, you stand to gain nothing and lose everything, as the example of that pilot.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not a good idea. Not a good idea at all.
Not good.
Anyway, so Rob, we have lots of good Blueprint Power Hours coming forth. I know next week we'll be on our normal schedule of Tuesday. So if you want, where do you like people to send questions in for those who don't know how to reach you?
You know, my Facebook page, Coach Rob Regish, .com at Facebook, is a great avenue. Or they can email me at theblueprintarmy@gmail.com.
The blueprintarmy@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. All right. Listen, as always, it's always great to have you on the show, Rob. We're going to take a break and come back. I got an announcement to make about next week's show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You create misery.
Welcome back. Have your cake. We have some really, really good shows planned for next week. Monday, we're going to be talking about blue zones. You probably have heard about these blue zones where illness seems to be not a big problem. We're going to be talking about the every other day diet. We're trying to book Brad Schoenfeld right now about his new paper. We'll hope to have him on early next week. And we've got a lot of other great shows coming next week. It's January. We're off to a slow start because the holiday is just getting over. But next week we'll have a bunch of great shows to help you continue your mission of building a superhuman out of what you have right there right now. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. As always, we'll see you tomorrow. Oh, yeah, that's right. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll be joined by Elisa Profumo, the lovely and talented, for Casual Friday. I know that a lot of you have missed Casual Friday during the holidays, so we'll make up for tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
He's Carl Lenore.